Continuing on our NFL Week 8 picks, I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio, and we are going to do the two Bay Area teams. And I'm only going to do this chronologically. They're both playing in the afternoon, but the Niners are playing at 1:05. The Raiders are playing at 1:25.
Yes.
So
20 minutes means everything.
Panthers 4-2 at 49ers 6-0. Brad, what do you think?
The Panthers, all of this, the excitement we have here in the Bay Area about the 49ers and their pass rush, the Panthers quietly are putting together maybe even a more historic season as far as pass rushing goes. They are on pace to tie the 85 Bears with 72 sacks on the year. The 49ers do everything else better than they do, but that's still a pretty substantial number. You know, they were able to talk Gerald McCoy leaving Tampa. He signed with them. They've got Bruce Irvin on that team. You know, they've still got Luke Kuechly on that team. That defense is very, very, very good. They've been on the field a lot, though, as a team, which is weird. We kind of talked about this a little bit on the Outside Slants podcast, and they've been on the field a lot. I think you can tire them out, but it's the best defense the Niners have played. They are coming up against three consecutive division games. One of them is a Thursday night against Arizona. Then they've got Seattle on Monday night. Carolina's coming. Kyle Allen's played well. The 49er defense is going to have their way with Kyle Allen. I don't believe in him at all. I'm actually disappointed that I'm not going to be able to watch the Niner defense beat the crap out of Cam Newton. We talked about this also. But there's just something about the way that Carolina's defense plays that makes me a little bit nervous. They have the ability to really rush Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm going to pick the Niners here because they're 6-0, and I don't know how you could pick against a team that's undefeated, but it would not surprise me to see Carolina sneak out with a win. I'm going Niners, but I'm totally hedging so everyone forgets that I'm wrong.
Nice.
Because I just feel like that's the case. But I'm picking the Niners. I'm picking the Niners. They're at home.
You know, the Niners did a great job against the Rams. They did a great job against Cleveland. I'm not worried about what they're doing. But in the sake of my record, I literally have to go opposite. I'm going Carolina.
Yeah, I think that this is the biggest test that the Niners are going to have. Christian McCaffrey's having a record-breaking Pro Bowl MVP season. So the Niners defense is good, but they can't let him get loose because that's going to kill him.
Outside of the tackles and see what happens.
But it'll be interesting because we'll see if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be able to find Emmanuel Sanders or George Kittle more likely.
Yeah.
I think the Niners are going to win. I just, again, like you said, I can't really go against a 6-0 team at home, but I think it's going to be a close one. Raiders at Texans at 1:25 on CBS.
Man, appreciate you telling me the station that's going to be on.
Yeah.
You know, the Raiders got just walloped by the Packers. You know, it started with the Derek Carr fumble in the end zone. Second time that's happened in his career. In true fashion, I'm going against my gut, and I'm going with the Raiders this week. I don't think it's likely, but I want them to win. This is a bounce back game for them. You saw the power of Josh Jacobs on the ground last week, and you saw the tight ends. All three had a spectacular day.
I love everything I've seen out of the Raiders the last few weeks. You know, even what they did in the first half of this game against the Packers. You know, you're going against, I love Deshaun Watson. The guy's a winner. He does great things. He's great on the ground. He's great in the air. He does a lot of stuff. That wide receiving core for Houston is really good. Hopkins, Kuti, Fuller, all those guys. That's a really tough game. I love all the things the Raiders have done. They're going to be able to go in. They're going to be able to run the ball. They're going to be able to keep Deshaun Watson off the field a little bit. Unfortunately, he's a big play guy. They're going to do a lot of things to keep this game close. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun. I think Houston pulls it out late.
I feel so bad that the Raiders are still on the road. It's been,
dude, it's crazy.
It's been crazy. 6 years.
17 weeks.
Yeah. I think it takes its toll against a good Houston team. I'm going to go with Texans on this. All right. We'll do Beer 30 coming up at 8:30 on the river.